For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Welcome to the Monday Waffle podcast. I'm your host, Hayley Pluckett, and today I'm joined with Francesca DiNuccio. What's going on, Fran?
What's going on with you, Hayley? How are you feeling? B21st last night here recording the podcast. How's it feel? What's better, the podcast or the 21st?
The podcast. You can't go past the Monday Waffle podcast. And we're also joined by Julian Vincentini. How are you?
Yes, Plunkett, I'm good. Fran, I hope you're well too. And I hope everyone else is well listening to the Monday Waffle, wherever you're listening to this episode of the Monday Waffle. We've got a huge show coming up. So Subiaco Lions on baller Greg Clark is going to talk to us about his current season, the Subiaco Lions' current season, and a little bit about his career. So he's our feature this week on the Monday Waffle. We're going to review the round that was just played. We're going to touch on the ladder. And also we're going to preview the state game, which is playing this weekend in Adelaide. So stay tuned for that.
Let's get into the round six results. Starting off, we had Subiaco defeat Claremont, 94-54. Actually, Fran, you were at that game.
I was at that game. It was complete domination by the Lions. They definitely bounced back from last week's loss against South Freo. But look, Tigers, you know, they kicked the opening goal of the match, and I thought it was going to be a good game, you know, top of the ladder versus, you know, third on the ladder. And then they didn't get another goal until the 8-minute mark of the third quarter. So it was an absolute thrashing by the Lions. Quite a scrappy match too. A lot of stop starting, a lot of tackles. And very much so, I thought, in the first couple of quarters, the umpire was on Subi's side a little bit more, but yes, very much a domination game.
For the Subiaco Lions, Lachlan Delahunty had 29 disposals, Michael Broughton had the 27, and Greg Clark had the 25. And for the Tigers, Lachlan Martinez had the 26 touches, Jai Bolton continues his stellar form this season with 23, and the major goal scorers were Nicholas Martin, 4 goals for the Lions, Jordan Farroni also kicking the 3 goals, and Manuel kicking 3 goals for the Tigers.
Moving on, Peel Thunder defeated Perth 92-77 at Mineral Resources Park.
The top goal scorers for the Demons were Christian Carey with 4 goals and Hayden Busher with 3. And for Peel Thunder, Ryan Bennell with 3. And then Tyrone Thorne, Blair Bell and Jack Sears all with 2 goals.
And looking at the major ball winners in the game, Jacob Canelio for the Demons had 26 disposals, Dalton Langdon's had 22. And for the winners, Peel Thunder, Benjamin Hancock had 32 disposals and Tyrone Thorne had a day out, 29 disposals and 2 goals, arguably the player of the match. And now looking at the game out in Joondalup, it was West Perth versus Swan Districts. West Perth won 9-8-62-8-5-53. West Perth were trailing by 23 points at halftime and managed to have a great comeback and get up by 9 points against the Swan Districts.
Main goal scorers for this game, we had Rudy Riddock from West Perth with 3 goals and Thomas Edwards from Swan Districts with 3 as well.
Leading disposals for West Perth was Shane Nelson on 35 and Connor West on 29. And for Swan Districts, Frank Anderson with 29 and Corey Galt with 26.
Round 6 also saw the return of West Perth legend Jason Salisic, former West Perth captain, but he's had 7 years on the sideline. He's made his big comeback. Jules, how did he play this week?
Yes, Fran, it was Salisic's first game since the 2013 West Perth flag. He was a former captain of West Perth as well. He only had the 10 disposals for the game, but it was great to see him back out there running in the blue and red. And we wish him nothing but success and the best for the rest of the season.
Moving on to the Fremantle Community Bank Oval, we saw South Fremantle take on the Royals, winning 64-57.
And now looking at the stats for the game, it was a pretty well-rounded, even contest from both sides. The Bulldogs only had 7 more disposals for the game. They only had the 3 more free kicks. The Royals had 1 more inside 50, and we did mention the 7-point margin. So it was a very even and intense game of footy. Looking at the major stat getters, Hayden Schloyth, once again, having an absolute day out. He had 35 disposals and kicked the 3 goals for the Bulldogs. Aiden Lynch for the Royals had 35 disposals and Angus Scott had 28 disposals. Cody Niniak did kick the 2 goals for the Bulldogs and the goal scorers for the Royals were Jaden Magro with 2 and Edward Simpson also kicking a couple of snags.
And lastly, an absolute flogging in the East Freo v Eagles game, 147-22. Another massive upset for the Eagles. I think this is the biggest loss they've had in their 3-year term as a Waffle club.
And now to the stats. Blake Boakhurst and Joshua Schoenfield both with 41 disposals. And for the Eagles, Xavier O'Neill with 34. Leading goal kickers were Jonathan Marsh for East Fremantle with 7 goals, and Xavier O'Neill, Jack Wilson and Michael Humble all with 1 goal for West Coast.
And just looking at the stats summary in that game, there was a whopping 225 disposal difference between the sides. It's quite outstanding. West Coast did have their pants pulled down for the day. 65 inside 50s to just the 16, 37 scoring shots to 7, and as Fran mentioned off the bat, their biggest loss in their waffle history, and who knows if West Coast can bounce back from such a huge defeat.
And that was it for the round 6 review. Now we're going to look at the ladder after round 6. Sitting on the top is Subiaco, followed by Claremont, South Fremantle, East Fremantle and Peel Thunder.
And looking at the bottom 5, we've got Swan Districts, that followed by West Perth, then we have Perth, East Perth and ending on West Coast.
It's time for Tuck Shop Review.
Twice the pride, double the fall. I'm Adam DiTullio with your Tuck Shop Review. Now, I'm back at Leaderville Oval and the chips today were not up to scratch. And no, I know last time that we went and we had the chips, it was the most tender, fluffy, crispy, golden chips. But the thing that was really different about it was the salt, and that's what has made it just not so good this time. So the salt that I had last time was a really nice, beautifully seasoned chicken salt, and I had that lightly sprinkled on the chips, and it made the chips taste really nice, but I didn't put enough seasoning on it last time. If you go back a couple of episodes and you want to take a listen to that, but this time it was actually a sweetened salt. It was kind of like an apple citrusy salt mixed with just plain salt, and it just wasn't up to scratch. And that's my Tuck Shop review for this week. Next week, maybe we'll go to another place and see if their chips can beat this. I'll give it a 4 out of 10 this week, a bit of a downgrade.
Miller from behind. Bulldogs are there! A famous grand final victory!
I'm so excited for this. This is my favourite segment, and it's all on me this week.
Teaching Fran Footy.
After making an absolute disgrace of myself last week, I've gone to the books, I've studied up, and I'm hoping for a better result.
Let's get into it. You ready?
Yep.
Question number 1. What is a wag?
Oh, a wag is someone that dates a footy player. Thank you. Okay, of course I know that question. Come on.
Yeah, well, I wanted to start.
Thank you
off
for giving me
easy.
An actually good question.
Okay, question number 2. How far can you run with the ball without bouncing or disposing of it?
Like how many metres? Like 5? 10?
Aww.
15.
Yeah! How many teams are in the waffle?
Oh my gosh, can I count them on my fingers?
You have 5 seconds.
No, hold on.
5, 4.
No.
3, 2, 1, answer. You have to answer now.
I think it's either 8 or 9.
Aww.
Well, that's so wrong. We just did the review of the matches. There's 5 matches, 2 teams in each. Question 4. Which club has won the most premierships?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say, I'm going to say South Freo.
Oh.
Close.
It was East Freo, wasn't it?
It was East Freo.
Damn it. I was thinking either one of those too.
Yeah, so they've got 29.
I was close.
Close. And your final question.
All right.
Who is currently leading in tackles?
Greg Clark. Obvious question.
Teaching Fran Footy.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti, I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
And right now on the Monday Waffle, our feature guest this week is Subiaco Lions on baller Greg Clark, playing arguably consistent good footy this season, and Subiaco Lions are flying. Hi, Greg. How are you going? Welcome to the Monday Waffle.
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Great, thanks, Greg. Thanks for joining us.
Congrats on the win against a very good Claremont this weekend. You now sit top of the ladder on percentage. How do you feel the team are travelling this season?
Yeah, it was a really good win. It was probably the most sort of consistent throughout the whole game that we've achieved for the year so far. I mean, the first few wins, yeah, they were good, but they weren't sort of complete performances from quarters one through to four. And in those games, we'd sort of gone away from the process that we want to follow. And Saturday was one of the games of the year so far where we managed to stick to the process and do exactly what we wanted, and did it over the full four quarters, which was a really good to see from us. We had numerous changes. I think we had six or seven on the day due to injury, and the guys who came in stepped up and played their roles perfectly. So, yeah, it gives a lot of confidence to our group that we're right back in the mix where we think we should be at the top of the ladder, and hopefully that just continues for the rest of the season.
Now, Greg, the game stats were pretty even. You've only had, 40-odd more disposals. Inside 50s were pretty even, but you still somehow managed to win by 40 points. Where was the game won for the Lions?
That's a good question. Claremont are a team that have just been known over the years to control the football really well. And it's something they clearly pride themselves on, that they'll force teams into turnovers, and then from there they use the ball better than anyone else by foot. So our focus going to the game was, number one, just make sure that each and every individual player on the field was locking down a man and not allowing them that option to control it by foot. And then from there, we almost wanted to do the same thing back to them, where we weren't just going to bomb it away and be wasteful. And we've seen that in past games. A good example is South Rio, where we continually gave it back to their defenders by being wasteful with the ball. So it's kind of that twofold, where we wanted to make sure our defence is really strong, and then from there make sure we didn't give that back to Claremont, because we know how good they are with the ball.
So another decent game, especially by you this week, 25 disposals. How do you feel you're playing right now?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I've changed roles, moving from more of an outside midfielder to on ball, and it's one of my focuses at the moment isn't to get carried away by disposal numbers or anything like that. I've got to make sure I'm doing my role as an on baller and not trying to focus on just getting as many touches. They've got to be good and helping the forwards out. And I mean, I've got guys around me like Kitchen Marsh who are doing extremely good jobs, so I don't want to be the midfielder to let them down and just try to go out and chase the ball. So I've got to really specifically focus on my roles and, yeah, not get carried away by any numbers or anything like that.
Okay, Greg, also back on you. You're leading the competition in tackles with 34. You're averaging 27.6 disposals a game, and you kicked that ripping winning goal against West Perth in round three. You must admit you're playing pretty good footy. Do you reckon you are in Sandover medal contention? I know it's early, but do you believe you are?
Oh, to be honest, not really. If you look at our team alone, I sort of consider myself the third midfielder. I've been so impressed with what Kitch and Marcy have been doing around the ball. And then you look at other clubs, there's so much talent running around. I know an ex-teammate of mine in the State 18s, Josh Garnfeld, had another 41, and it seems to be killing it. And there's guys all around the comp doing magical things. I mean, Shorty absolutely tore us to shreds last week, and he's in unstoppable form. And so it's just, yeah, there's a lot of guys. It's not even something I really consider, to be honest, mate.
So in 2015, you were snubbed of an AFL spot. At just 23 years of age and playing good, consistent footy right now, do you believe you're still a shot to play in the AFL one day?
I mean, it's one of those things where I sort of grew up going through all the state programs, and that was all. I was really fortunate to be a part of all that. So that dream of playing AFL was always there, and it was really prevalent growing up. So it's one of those things where you never really lose the dream of it happening, but it's one of those things. All you got to do is play good footy and for a team to like you and pick you up. So there's nothing else I can do. I'll just keep playing good footy, and if the opportunity comes, I'd definitely take it. But if not, I'm loving where I am. I'm having so much fun playing footy at Subi, and I've been fortunate to be a part of a lot of success here. My role sort of keeps growing at the club, and yeah, like I say, whether it happens or not, I'm just want to keep playing good footy and enjoying where I'm at.
Greg, congratulations also on making the state game next weekend. Do all the players take a week away from their respective waffle clubs, and do you all train together, or how does it work?
Yeah, so this morning we sort of got our first introduction to the whole situation. So from my understanding, there's still the 30 of us in the squad, and I'm sure they'll wither it down to 22 over the next few days. But yeah, we take our time away from our respective clubs, and we'll train as a squad tomorrow, Tuesday, and then Thursday, and the selected side will fly out on Friday for the game Saturday. So yeah, it's a quick little introduction to each other this morning, and yeah, get stuck into training this week and hopefully go over and beat SA.
Yeah, so 2 years ago, South Australia got the nudge by just 7 points. Will WA be out for blood this time?
Yeah. I mean, Jeff Valentine, the coach, made it very clear this morning that our number one focus and our only focus is to go over and win. There's no ulterior motive whether guys are thinking about boosting draft prospects or whatever. It's like that. It's got to be thrown out the door immediately, and the focus is just about winning. And from the looks of things, we've got a really youthful squad, and that was the focus they went in with this year. But I know from playing against some of these guys, there's a lot of quick guys in the squad and a lot of really quality players. So it should be a very interesting game, no matter who the 22 that get thrown out on the park on the day.
Without revealing too much information, what's the game plan to try beat South Australia?
Well, I mean, funnily enough, we actually only had our first session today, so I'm sure I'll find out more about that tomorrow night and Tuesday night. So, to be honest, mate, you've got about as much of an idea as I do at the moment. But yeah, hopefully, I'm sure, and from what Jeff said this morning, it's going to be really simple. It's going to be a simple plan, and it's not like we have to overcomplicate things. I mean, everyone in the 30s clearly played some really good football up until this point. So it's just a matter of coming together with the one goal and, yeah, getting the job done.
Do you still have your focus set on the round 7 clash against Swan Districts? I know it's a couple of weeks away, but when does your focus go towards that game?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, right now, there'd be no lie about it that my focus is trying to make this state team and get to the 22. But the minute that's done, my focus will reshift back to Subi. I mean, up until this point, we've had, like you say, we're sitting on top of the ladder, which is really a really good spot to be at this point, 4-1, and had a really good game yesterday as a team. So once I'm sort of done with my state commitments, whether that finishes up Thursday or whether that finishes up Sunday, I'll immediately shift back into Subi focus. And Swan Districts have some quality players and are a quality team this year. I mean, they've got big Corey Galt, who's just a dominant ruckman, and all the boys running through the midfield like Fisher and Frank. So they've got a lot of damage, players who can cause a lot of damage that we're going to have to control. So yeah, it'd be nice that we can get over them and go 6-1 to start it all off.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us on the pod this week, Greg.
No worries, guys. Thanks
and
for
good luck for the state game next weekend.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
He's put it through. That's the goal of the century.
That is unbelievable.
No tips from us this week as there are no games happening this weekend, but we are going to preview the state game against South Australia on Saturday at Adelaide Oval.
Congrats to the 2021 players who made the squad as well. From Claremont, we have Jai Bolton, Ben Edwards, Lachlan Martinez, Jake Patmore, Bailey Rogers, Anthony Treacy, Oliver Eastland and Callan England. East Frio, we have Cody Leggett, Josh Schoenfeld and Cam Erdley. And from Peel, Tyrone Thorne.
And looking at the rest of the squad from South Fremantle, we have Cody Nunez, Matt Parker, Chad Pearson, Blake Schlensog, Hayden Schloith and Zach Strom. And from Subiaco, Greg Clark, Lachlan Delahunty, Lee Kitchen, Harry Marsh, Ben Sokol, Carl Stainsby. And from Swan Districts, we have Sam Fisher, Corey Galt. And from West Perth, the Falcons, Tyler Keitel, Noah Pegoraro, Connor West and Keegan Knott.
Another congratulations to the umpires that will be flying over. There's Ben Laycock, Jordan Russell and Christian Katrona.
So that is a squad name to play this Saturday in the state game. Congratulations to the squad name and best of luck to the players to play in the final game. Stay tuned to find out during the week. You can find all the information on our social media pages.
At the Monday Waffle on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Also stay up to date with our Monday Waffle podcast. You can catch us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
And that's all from us at the Monday Waffle podcast this week. Stay tuned because we still will have an episode next week even though there are no games.
Bye for now. Thanks for joining us this week and we'll catch you next week on the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.